listening to Anthony Gargano and the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Line.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by SWAT Cutter. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Viva La France! They want to come! Viva La France!
France! France won! Bro was happy. I was bro after the match was over. Viva La France!
Did you have red, white, and blue face paint going on yesterday?
No, I did not. I actually had a friend in Paris, and they were putting up Instagram videos of the streets and everything, and they had the red, white, and blue face paint on.
It looked really?
It looked wild. Yeah, it looked awesome.
The pregame Croatia stuff you sent,
that was awesome.
That was tremendous.
And our baby Dario was in Russia at the game, sitting behind one of the nets. Poor guy.
Yeah, I felt bad for Dario and Marco.
I'm sure they had a great run.
Oh, that's, yeah.
No, they're very happy.
Yeah.
But I had talked to Marco on Saturday.
France is a powerhouse.
And, like, they were talking about, you know, he's talking about when Croatia was formed, when Yugoslavia got sliced into those five countries. And, you know, he's remembering communist Yugoslavia and the freedom, the people that died. Like, his mother's house had anti-aircraft on its roof.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Modric, the guy that won the Golden Boot. His grandfather was murdered. His house burned down. Like, he went through all these trials and tribulations, and now he's the World Cup Golden Boot winner. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
You want to talk about a total violation? I just saw an ad for ESPY Awards, and it showed a clip of somebody from Minnesota catching a pass. No clips of the Eagles. You gotta be kidding me.
No clips of the Eagles?
That's a violation.
Well, I would imagine it was best play. I don't know because I didn't watch. And Stephon Diggs, I would imagine, that play in the first playoff game is probably up for it.
But he said there's no... Come on, man. You got to have Eagles stuff in there, no?
No question.
You can put Alshon and Corey's touchdown catches up there in the Super Bowl.
I got to give you guys...
Eagles won that 41-33 over the Patriots.
I'm going to laud Eagles fans in a different way today. And one of the most amazing stats in business and what they did simulating the economy. You're going to be floored when I tell you the number.
All right.
All because Eagles fans. What's next?
It's Philly special, everybody. Not Philly, Philly. Knock it off. Get it right, Robert.
You don't like the Philly, Philly? What we call Philly, Philly?
Dilly, dilly. Does everybody know what it means? That's all that matters. I don't care what you call it.
You care about it, bro?
I didn't give it a second thought before this.
When we call the Philly special the Philly Philly?
I think it should be the Philly special, but I'm not going to like die on Philly Philly Hill.
No, so you're not, it doesn't drive you nuts?
No. I do like Philly special, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey there, guys. This is Ben McAdoo. I'm still talking trash about everybody, even though I'm the biggest failure in the history of the universe. And I feel miserably with my only time coaching.
Oh, thank you, Ben. Ben McAdoo, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, nice to hear from Ben.
You're not going to see him much anymore, I don't think.
McAdoo-doo.
Yeah.
And sorry, Modric won the golden ball, not the golden boot.
Yeah, golden boot went to Kane, I thought, right?
Yes, he was the gold leader of the tournament. Yeah. So, golden ball.
That's named after you.
I wish.
You're the golden ball.
Hey, guys. This is Ben McAdoo's hairdo checking in. Oh. I wanted to just let you know that I'm even embarrassed by the comments that the face below me made in regards to the Eagles. So, don't hold us all responsible.
Listen, Ben McAdoo's hair, I feel you, bro. I feel you. I don't blame you for being embarrassed.
Is the hair related to the bad mustache?
No, the hair and the yes, they're cousins.
Okay.
But the hair can't control what the face is going to say.
No. Unfortunately.
Right?
But you know what blows my mind is I have such a Sixers fever, and I've been the biggest Eagles fan forever. I just care what our Sixers are going to do. The Sixers fever got me lit.
I can see it, man. Look, the Sixers are a blast. The Sixers are so much fun, the whole thing. But listen, look, once the season starts, What's the Hall of Fame in Dawkins? Beta Hall HOF. Dawk HOF.
That takes over everything, right?
Right. Now listen, it's great having the Sixers are the perfect accompaniment with the Eagles because of the weekly thing and also
they're Monday through Saturday.
Right. And they'll be coming at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Hungry Kepler.
A lot of high fives. Gabe, any Gabe-isms this week?
He was incredibly positive yesterday, reflecting back on the first half. So
he said Carlos got a pass, which I agree with.
Yeah, he gets a pass. It was one boneheaded play. It was dumb. There's no defending it, but
no, it was
for a veteran,
dumb.
You get a pass.
I'm curious. I think Mikey Mitz will hate the pass.
I'm not a big fan
either. I'm
going to
ask you about the pass. You hate the pass?
I'm not a big fan. Look, I know baseball's so tough, and yesterday was like, it shows you how many plays, how many innings, you know, how to stay concentrated. But
here's why he might get a pass, Bob. Do you think Carlos knows he was wrong?
Anybody that did it knows they were wrong.
Yeah. Well, he's a veteran leader.
But here's the thing, though. Carlos and it comes a day after Franco
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Carlos also threw one in the center field this weekend.
Yeah.
He's Ryan Howard like when he gets a ground ball to first, he's got to go to second.
Well, I don't think anybody's Ryan Howard like.
He's on the same.
You love some Los, man.
I like him. I don't love him.
Well, you come down from love.
I thought he was going to stabilize.
You came down from love. You overly like, I would say.
He was in love, Los.
Oh, he was in love.
If Los hits like 4 or 5 bombs. Bro's right back loving.
I don't disagree
right?
with that. Yes.
Right, bro?
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
Now he's got to get it together.
So I order a burger, right? And I said, let me get a cheeseburger, you know, just cheese, and an order of fries. She comes back with a cheeseburger, just cheese, and an order of fries. And the biggest pickle on the side of my burger. I didn't ask for it. I hate the pickle on the plate.
Dude, I'm so with you.
No, that's just an accompaniment. When you say a plain cheeseburger, that doesn't affect the cheeseburger. The pickle's on the side.
Dude, the pickle changes the way it tastes.
It's not touching it.
It rubs all. And the smell of the pickle, it permeates the burger. The pickle's horrible.
I love going out to eat with your types because then I get all the pickles.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a pickle taker.
I'm the pickle dumpster. Yeah.
I'll touch other people's pickle. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'll give you my pickle. I'm at the diner. The burger comes. I immediately move the pickle to another plate. It could be a sugar plate. I don't care what it is.
That's like the tomato for me.
Yeah. Diners are more gherkin people. That's not true.
Diners are what?
Aren't they gherkins? The little dimpled, like, whole pickles?
Gherkin?
Yeah, I believe it's a gherkin, right?
I don't know. Gherkin? I'm the anti-pickle cousin.
Yeah, I think the gherkin's the little guy.
No good
the
on
full
a pickle.
Pickle. I love pickles.
This is Danny Aflinte with your Monday hot take. Starting with the Sixers. Sixers are said to be star hunting, but they can't see the Kawhi. I say Malone. Oh, that's a hot take. Now, speaking of hot, let's talk about those Phillies. They're in first place with their new manager, Cabe. He's a man who loves his numbers. Well, oh, except those attendance numbers. Oh, that's a hot take. Finally, let's talk about Ben McAdoo. He doesn't like the Eagles, but he loves what the Giants did this offseason. Me too.
I love Danny Fuente. I need him every week, especially during football season.
Oh, we can take three hot takes every Monday.
Danny Fuente's he rules. My buddy goes, you don't love the pickle? It's a nice spear.
Ah, great spear.
You know what I get?
So much juice and flavor.
I get the pickles that are thinly, the sandwich
pickles.
You like
the sandwich stackers.
Yeah,
I actually had
one yesterday on my turkey sandwich.
My fridge at all times has no less than 3 jars of pickles in it.
I think we're at 2 right
Spears,
now.
Spears,
yeah.
Stackers, and then, you know, maybe like your big guys.
Hey, on the Philly thing, Frankie Moe checks in on the test board and says, if that's what Foles called it when he said it to Doug, he suggested it.
Philly.
He said, what about Philly?
He did.
So therefore, it should be duality.
All right.
Philly special.
So you got to check in. Our B and C needs to check back in.
610-771. Sorry, Bob. 9759.
610-771-9759. You want to do two can be Danny Fuente.